Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the 2017 State 4-H Horse Championship. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, the State 4-H Horse Championship is just around the corner. Tell me a little bit about that event.
The State 4-H Horse Championship will take place in Jackson, Mississippi, starting on June the 20th and going through June the 24th. This is one of the larger State 4-H horse shows around. We'll typically have 350 to 400 4-H youth on probably well over 500 horses, totaling more than 1,000 entries that we'll have at the show itself. Besides the horse riding and show aspect, we also have a lot of educational contest opportunities available for youth to compete in as well.
Do 4-H'ers have to qualify horses to be able to ride at the State 4-H Horse Show? And how does that process work?
We do have some classes that the youth compete at their district horse show. The district horse shows will run from June the 8th to the 10th. The show in the Northeast will be in Starkville. The show in the Northwest District will be in Tunica. The show in the Southeast will be in Gulfport. And the Southwest District will be in Jackson. So youth will take their horses to compete in a variety of classes that they've entered, and then we'll take a percentage of the horses of every class. We'll be able to qualify and sign up to then compete at the State Horse Show a couple of weeks later.
And the schedule for the State 4-H Championship is rather full. What types of classes are offered to youth to compete in with their horses?
We'll kick off our show on Wednesday afternoon, June the 21st, with our dressage classes, as well as all of our English classes. We'll have our hunter classes on the flat, as well as all of our over fences classes that Wednesday evening on June the 21st. We'll come back on Thursday morning, June the 22nd, and we'll have all of our cattle and goat classes. We'll have our goat tying, calf roping, breakaway roping, team roping. And we've got a new class this year. It's a working cow horse boxing class. We have some other ranch classes that'll take place that day, ranch trail, a ranch riding, a ranch sorting class, which is very fun and entertaining for the spectators. We have a ranch ground handling class and also some miniature horse classes that we'll have on Thursday, June the 22nd. June the 23rd is our biggest day of the show. We'll have a lot of halter classes and showmanship classes. And in addition to that, we'll have all of our saddle and gaiter performance classes and our western performance classes. We also have some special needs classes on that morning as well. And the last day of our show, Saturday, June the 24th, is all speed. We'll have speed classes and pony speed classes all day on that Saturday, June the 24th.
So Mississippi is one of 13 states that are a part of the Southern Regional 4-H Horse Championship. How do youth qualify to compete in the regional level?
Mississippi can send 60 horses to the regional show, and we try to send a good representation of the types of horses that we offer in our show. So for those people that are interested in showing and participating, they can look in our rule book that they can find online, and on page 9 it actually lists the 60 horses that we'll send to the regional show.
In addition to the horse show itself, what other opportunities are available to youth who are involved in the 4-H Horse Project?
Well, to me, it's important to always emphasize education. So we have lots of educational opportunities for youth to compete in. We have a horse bowl, horse judging, hippology, 2 horse demonstration contests, and a horse public speaking contest. We also have some other creative artistic type of competitions. We have a horse art and horse photography. We always have lots of very creative entries in that where the horse is the main focus of the piece of art or the photograph. So there's lots of opportunities whether you own a horse or not.
And if people want to learn more about Mississippi 4-H Horse Program and find a detailed schedule for the 4-H Horse Championship, where can they go?
They can go to extension.msstate.edu, select the link for 4-H, and then Youth Livestock, and you should be able to find the link to the 2017 Mississippi 4-H Horse Shows classes, rules, and regulations.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.